Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Mark with a C.
Zidane Old Chara.
Stale Arnold.
Jarrett Studdum.
And Andy Hart.
Why are you such a donkey, bro?
Bro. Yeah, bro. I'm a donkey.
You're the Houston Texans. No, but gamble.
You know, I'm up. I'm down. No, I'm good. I'm bad.
I'm actually going to print t-shirts. I make Mark James remotely tolerable. Weekends.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
It's Mark and Hart right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I want to get to Paul. Can you go directly into your camera here and make a pitch to Tristan Thompson? To take the buyout
Tristan,
so the Celtics can pick him up?
You are the one player that can put the Boston Celtics over the top. Taking a couple extra less millions, that'll put them over the top. And that's just what they need, a physical presence, a veteran leader, a champion.
Hour number two, Mark and Hart, 617-779-7937. So nobody is more accountable, at least not through the media, I think, that gets criticized more than Bill Belichick with some of the moves he makes or the draft picks that he selects. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
Okay. Did Dave Dombrowski, Ben Cherington, Theo, anybody who's been in that Red Sox position of general manager, president of baseball ops, whatever, Larry Lucchino, did anybody hold, like in the media and the fans, hold those guys accountable?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that we've gone now the second longest drought in Celtics franchise history without winning a title? It's going to be going on 12 years this June. It's the second longest. We always know the first longest was 22 from 86 until 08 when they finally were able to win Banner 17. Danny Ainge did nothing by Thursday at 3 o'clock. Yes, he was in it for Clint Capella, and then the Atlanta Hawks, swooped in and got Clint Capella. Okay, fine. So then you start to wonder, you start to say that, what else is going on out there? Is there anybody out there, and you've heard the name Andre Drummond over and over and over again. Detroit, they're out of it. They've been basically, doing something where, I mean, they're looking at the lottery. They're going to reset. They're done. They suck, this, that, and the other. So you're thinking, and there's accordingly reports out there, internal discussions in Boston about going after Andre Drummond. Yet the Cleveland Cavaliers, who have the worst record in the NBA on pretty much it's either them or Golden State at this point. Okay? The Cleveland Cavaliers pull off a team who's going nowhere, nothing. Get Andre Drummond for John Henson, Brandon Knight, and a second round pick in 2023. Wait a second. You're telling me the Boston Celtics couldn't have traded, I don't know, Gordon Hayward? Or, okay, they don't want to take on that salary next year. He makes $34 million. Okay, fine. They couldn't have traded, Brad Wanamaker. If you have to, Enes Kanter, because, you know, it's fine because Kanter does have an expiring contract coming up. He's only getting like $10 million a year. Nothing. And a second-round pick to Detroit to get Andre Drummond. So I asked this question to everybody out there. The green teamers, you just can't put your green and white. You are the most delusional fan base in this town, in New England, our Celtics fans. You literally, the longer somebody's in a Celtics uniform, you did the same thing with Avery Bradley as you did with Jay Crowder, as you did with Isaiah Thomas. Jay Crowder's been on 18 teams in the last 4 years. Like, he's nothing. He's just got traded again this week. So why does Trader Danny get a pass? The last time the Celtics went to the finals, Anthony Davis was a junior in high school. Patrick Mahomes was in middle school. Mutt still had a head of hair.
Oh, I don't buy that.
Well, probably not. But, and so many things that you look at right now and you're like, I mean, Randy Moss was still with the Patriots, right? Or wasn't he still beginning of the 2010 season?
Yeah.
He was still with the Patriots. So that's how long it's been. Why does Dealer Danny still get a pass from everybody in there? Because I feel if anyone in this market that we all hold Belichick and I'm even sick and tired of myself saying, hey, he passed on, you know, Nick Chubb and Lamar. Listen, nobody does the same thing with Danny Ainge. And it's been 10 years since they went to a final, 12 years since they won it all.
I think part of it is the perception that he wins just about every trade he makes. Correct? He's made some really good trades. And that leads you to believe you tend to get the benefit of the doubt. Put the finals and the on-court success to the side. Let's just look at deals, deadlines, moves. And the fact that the general perception is he wins his trades gives people the confidence that, well, if he didn't make a deal, it means it was a bad deal. Even he talked about it the other night, said something about you want to make a good deal, which I actually think sometimes you do want to make a good deal. Like, Chaim Bloom needs to make a good deal with Mookie Betts because you're not getting the best player, so you need to make a good deal, win the deal. And I think Danny at times is fixated on winning the deal as opposed to, do I get a player that makes my team better? Do I increase my chances to go either to the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals? And those can be two different things. You can add a good player in which you lose the trade, right? It could be not the best trade where right. If you look at it, oh my God, we took them to the cleaners. Did I add a good player? Did I add a good player that helps me win? Now, part, you were a little misleading because financially, Drummond is a $27 million guy.
I understand.
So something's got to go to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing on 27, and so you mentioned that it could be Gordon Hayward.
Oh, that was to me, but
that's the most likely trade candidate. Sure. Now, if you're Detroit, the option there is he can opt out, right? After this year.
Sure, he can.
So maybe he opts out, right? And maybe that's enticing to them, acquiring him so that it becomes an expiring contract,
yeah,
in theory.
Right, because he doesn't want to stay in Detroit.
But the question is, how good do you feel about the team you have right now? You know, the idea that Danny must like his starting five.
Well, my thing is, I took the opposite look. I took that Danny doesn't, because he tried to make a deal, he didn't. And in the end, I think he's just going to roll the dice with what he has.
Because we're not going to beat Milwaukee anyway?
Yeah.
That theory?
Yeah.
We're not going to go further than the Eastern Conference Finals.
Nope.
So why give something up?
Right.
But what are you giving up?
But here's the thing. He keeps hoarding these draft picks. You got all these guys.
And you can't even keep them. They have too many of them. Too many young players from past picks.
You got the best team in Maine because you got all these guys who should be on the Celtics. You got, you know, all these Romeo Langford and Tremont Waters and Grant Williams and these guys and he keeps hoarding. Like, I just look at him like.
So you would have traded Hayward in a deal that centered around getting Andre Drummond back.
Yes. I would have.
I think that's fair. That's a fair question, criticism.
Right.
I'm not a big Hayward guy. How many times are we going to say, oh, Hayward's back? He's the guy that was the all-star. He's back.
And here's the thing. He's actually reestablished his value.
Oh, no question.
He's playing out of his mind in the last six games. So you've got some value there. And like you said, he can opt out and find somebody else. Now, maybe he's not going to pay him $34 million next year, but you can opt out. And I just think that there's too much if and when. Because I know this is going to happen. If the Celtics, today, if this playoff started today, at least the other night, they play the Sixers in the first round.
Yeah, and that's a bad thing.
That's a bad matchup.
That's a one and that's you don't want to be eliminated. Now, so, I think there's I think the Sixers, I've told you this forever. I think they're soft as poo. I think from
Charles
coaching
Barkley
through
this week called the Cleveland Browns.
I've been
in the
saying
NBA.
It forever. Everybody feared them. It's a bad matchup
but
for the Celtics.
They own the Celtics.
But I don't fear them because when the pressure is on, I think Joel Embiid will just sort of skulk off the court and the whole team will go down the crapper with him. It's a bad matchup, though. And you don't want to have that be your opening round matchup because there's a lot of people think you're going to lose that series, obviously. And if it's the opening round and one and done, that's going to be a tough black eye to come back from this spring.
Well, and here's the thing. You made it to the Eastern Conference Finals without your two best players a couple years ago, Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. You bring them all back last year. You get swept in the second round. Oh, they won one game. They ended up... When you lose four in a row, it's a sweep. I don't care what it's a five-game sweep. Forget it. My thing is this, and I'm going to preface this before I say... You know, you're not going to Don Cherry. When I say you people, I'm talking about the fan base, even the media, everybody in New England. Why do you people give Danny Ainge a pass in this market? Belichick, oh, and let me tell you something about Bill Belichick, who gets criticized more by me than just about anybody in this market.
Then he should be.
Bill Belichick, just in the last 6 years, has won three Super Bowl titles. He's been a four. So that's a guy who we're not even talking about the first three. We'll just talk about the last three.
And that's correct. He heard the criticism between 2004 and in that 10-year span in there where it was like, you're Bill Belichick, but you haven't won the Super Bowl in a long time.
Right. My thing is this. If and when they get bounced in the first or second round of playoffs, Wick needs to, as Seth Rollins would say, burn it down.
So you want Ainge gone?
Want Ainge gone.
I don't know about that. It's the age-old question, right? Talk Radio 101. When you want to fire somebody, who do you replace him with? You got Heimblum in your back pocket. You had him ready to go. Who you got for the Celtics? Who's ready to go?
The guy who's been an assistant there for a long time would be a candidate, Mike Zarin, who's been there a long time. There's a lot of other good. You're not going to get Masai Ujiri. The Knicks found that out the hard way. You're not going to get him. But
you know Danny Ainge would not be unemployed for more than.
I know.
I mean, he will land on his feet very swiftly
if
he wants to.
My thing is this, that you're in the city of champions, dude. This is Title Town. I don't care what Green Bay says. How many titles they won the last decade? Zero. All right, you got to go back to 2009. That was 11 years ago. They won none. This is Title Town.
Trademarked.
This is Title Town. You've got the Red Sox. You've got the Patriots. I mean, the Red Sox right now, their fan base is disgruntled, and they've won four world titles in the last 15 years. Danny Ainge, it just hit me. And I'll admit, former colleague now with The Athletic, Evan Drellick, used to be the one. He used to question Danny Ainge, and I used to defend Danny Ainge. But it finally hit me this week, and I said, this guy gets a free... Not even Belichick. Belichick, who's the most brilliant general manager who's produced more titles this side of Red Auerbach than anybody in the history of Boston pro sports. And Danny Ainge, and you know what? He got his one title because his former buddy gifted him Kevin Garnett. So give me Al Jefferson and garbage and Sebastian Telfair or whatever the hell was there, and I'll give you Kevin Garnett and MVP.
And I think this is a Celtics thing and Celtics fan thing because, to me, Brad Stevens was put on a pedestal, upon arrival here.
I've called him Brad Farrell without a ring.
And there was a while there, was like, wait, why does he get included with everybody else that has a ring?
The only thing I will say about Brad Stevens is this. I believe he has some input. I don't believe he has enough to do with the personnel where it's Danny's team. Danny's the one who makes the decisions. Brad gives his input. Yeah. But Brad, I will say this year, Brad Stevens has done so far. I thought they were 43 to 45 win team. They're going to be better than that. They're going to be a 53 to 55 win team. So Brad Stevens has done his job. My issue now, and I want everybody out there to be very cognizant of this, is this Danny Ainge crap. That Danny Ainge gets a pass in this town, and I think it sucks. And to quote Rick Pitino, Larry Bird's not walking through that door, folks. Robert Parrish's not walking through that door, folks. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door, folks. If they do, they're going to be old and gray. All right, that's what it comes down to.
That door, fans.
Yeah, that's it. The negativity in this town sucks. It sucks.
It's mostly Mark James.
That's right. You're right. You make me tolerable on weekends. Mike in a car. What's up, Mike?
Hey, God, I was just listening, so I lost my train of thought. I'm not the biggest green teamer, but maybe I can shed a little bit of light. I mean, I give Danny a pass because it's not easy to make trades every year, and he has made some really good ones in the past. It seems like every 3 or 4 years he does pull off some really good trades, whether it be in the offseason or not.
And for the record, Mike, I liked the Kyrie Irving deal at the time. I'm not going to lie to you. I liked it. I really liked it. Now, in the end,
I hated it, but I still understood it.
Right. In the end, it failed, but I liked it.
It was a good trade.
I liked
it. The result was bad, but it was a good trade.
Yep.
Yeah, and I just think between that and the drafting is really why he gets a pass.
But at some point, he needs to finish the deal, right? Again?
I agree. My own personal thoughts, the reason why he probably didn't make the Drummond trade, and I do like Drummond, but anytime Detroit's ever been close to a playoff team, he just kind of disappears, you know, in the fold.
Okay.
And maybe Danny just saw that and...
I don't think that was it. That Cleveland came in and swooped them away. Cleveland, who's got the worst record in the East, if not the worst record in the NBA, depending on a day where they or Golden State loses. This is inexcusable and unacceptable. And I'm telling you, man, in this town, Danny Ainge has been getting a pass, not only from the fans, but from the media. And I'm blaming most of the media in particular. Nobody holds. I've never seen an article. I've seen Ben Volen write about Belichick's bad draft evaluation. I've seen Kevin Paul DuPont write about things that the Bruins could have done better or Hags. You've read things Tomasi, whoever, about the Red Sox and things they haven't done right. But Danny Ainge, he seems to just fly under that radar, and nobody holds him accountable. I got news for you, folks. Red Auerbach, he's rolling over in his grave right now. You know who else is?
That might be a little strong.
Well, I'm telling you.
They do have a team that a lot of people believe could go to an Eastern Conference final.
But
that's not exactly roll over in your grave kind of bad.
But they also could lose in the first round.
That's possible, too.
Okay, so there's that.
Can we wait till that happens before we punish them for it, before we criticize them for it? And I also believe a little bit of it is the ex-player thing for Danny Ainge. The bigger thing is, I think he's accessible. I think he has a smile on his face most of the time. I think he gives a media guy a little quip and a hello. And I think that buys you some rope to hang yourself with. I really do.
They're the fourth or fifth best team in the Eastern Conference. Miami got better than they did this week because they got Iguodala.
Yep.
So they're the fourth or fifth. I think Toronto's better than the Celtics as well. They're fourth or five. And if they face Philly in the playoffs, they're done. I'm calling it. Philly wins that
series. That's an early call. I'll go the other way.
Okay.
I think they're soft as poo, like you would say.
But they'll show up for the Celtics.
We'll see.
They'll show up.
We'll see.
Right. I know. And you have every right.
Punch Joel Embiid in the mouth and the series is over. Literally and figuratively, punch him in the mouth, the series is over. They're a soft team.
But they're
an underachiever.
They were one very long, lucky bounce Kawhi Leonard away from facing the Greek Freak.
And Jimmy Garoppolo was one throw away from winning the Super Bowl, and you think he's a nobody.
Well, I would say more.
One play away makes you a loser. Second place is first loser, Ricky Bobby.
Jimmy G got outscored 21-0. He was 3-11 for 36 yards and a pick in the fourth quarter.
That's fine. He was one throw away. That bounce changes history.
What about the Kittle play?
It's a scoreboard
Kittle was wide
reality.
Open too.
It happens. Tom Brady misses those guys too. I hate when people do that. You know the famous catch when Julian Edelman dives and they have to review it and it's a catch? He hit a linebacker in the frickin' hands, Tom Brady did. The game should have ended. The linebacker went up with the old triangle in his hands and hit him in the hands. It's the way it works. Go back and look at some of Joe Montana's comebacks. There's one of his touchdowns to John Taylor. The play before, he hits a linebacker dead in the hands, and the guy drops it. One play changes everything.
It does. But I think there's a couple more. When you have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, do you know when they had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, it was the second highest win probability rate in Super Bowl history?
Poor Kyle Shanahan.
96.3. And I said to myself, he's not going to. Don't tell me he's going to make this.
He threw.
Kyle.
Right?
Someone said Kyle should have ran a hand. Not a bad one. So let me ask you this. Eamon, I just want to get your thoughts on this because this is from the audience. I came up with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jesus.
But a lot of other people said that this. I think we settled on this one. I want to get your best nickname on Jimmy G here, okay? You tell me which one you like the best, Eamon. All right? You pick the Jimmy G.
Why does he only get a vote? I don't get a vote.
Oh, you get a vote.
Shut up,
like
Art. Jimmy. You don't get a vote.
Yeah, all right. Jimmy Chocopolo.
Oh, it's terrible.
Okay. Jimmy Garoverthrow? Jimmy God Offalo. And this is my favorite one. Jimmy Garflapa throw. You don't like the Garflapa throw? So you like Garflapalo?
Yeah.
Garflapalo.
You know, it's not 2 a.m. right now. This is like, people are actually listening. No, it's Saturday morning. We have an audience.
But people.
You can embarrass yourself on overnights, Mike, after Doc.
Hey.
Don't drag me down with you with these terrible nicknames.
Hey, I'm sorry that your long lost love, you and Belichick's long lost love.
No, I like good nicknames. Those are not good.
No, but Garflapalo.
They're too much work.
Garflapalo.
They don't
great.
Flow.
No, Garflapalo.
It's not like the J team.
No, wait a second.
Perfect.
Garflapalo flows perfectly. It rhymes.
It's terrible.
I actually don't like the one that text line said Garflapa throw, because it really was.
It's too much.
Yeah?
There's too much there.
I'll tell you what, he's got a long way to go, man.
Yeah.
A long way to go.
You know, there's monkeys on your back, and at some point you got to get them off your back, or you are who you are.
All right.
Who the scoreboard says you are.
He's not ready for this life yet. He's not ready for the TB12 life. He's just not. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Danny Ainge and why all of Boston and New England continues to give him a pass. Now, time for trending.
Listen to Dale and Keith weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEI, sponsored by AAA. Don't get stuck out on the road. Get roadside coverage you can count on any time of the day in any car you're in. Join AAA at AAA.com/join. AAA.com/join.
All those A's get you there?
As I was writing it, I was like, ugh, this is tough.
I know, but you could have said AAA.com/join.
Yeah, you could.
No, because then people might confuse it. Do I write the word
AAA? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like Triple H.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell you what you didn't bring, your A game.
Oh, shut up.
Boo!
According to the Globe's Pete Abraham, the Red Sox would like to name Ron Renicki as their next manager, but they want Major League Baseball to conclude their investigation before actually announcing him as the manager. Red Sox issued a statement yesterday, our managerial search has not yet completed. Okay.
It's like, you know, I want to hire this girl to be my babysitter. I just want to make sure she's not arrested for the night for, you know,
kidnapping,
underage drinking or something.
Yeah.
Who's leaking bad information at the Red Sox?
Is it bad or is it good?
Mookie Betts trade still on hold after the Red Sox were spooked by the medical report of the Twins pitcher, Brusdar Graterol. MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark issued a statement strongly urging all the teams to complete the Betts price deal without further delay, including Jock Peterson and Stripling as well. Jock Peterson's supposed to go to Anaheim. Celtics beat the Hawks last night. Hawks made a run at the end.
Yes.
They came back.
That game was in jeopardy.
Wow.
They had a couple bad turnovers.
Without
Trae
Young?
They didn't close.
Yeah.
That was they got a little dicey there at the end. But you win. A win is a win.
Hey, it's right. Jason Tatum was great again. 32 points. Celtics off until tomorrow. They travel to face Chris Paul in Oklahoma City, tip off at 3:30. Bruins look to make it 6 in a row today, taking on the Coyotes for Saturday matinee. I like those. Puck drops at 3 o'clock from TD Garden. That's what's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. Expression said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
You never hoard your draft picks.
Oh,
you're sitting with the red claws. There'll be time enough to hoard them when the deadline's done.
I got to give him credit. It wasn't terrible.
Thank you.
When he started, I wanted to shred it, but it wasn't terrible.
Right, right. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be here all week. 617-779-7937. But, hey, you know what's the good news? You got the 17th, the 26th, and the 30th picks coming up in June. That's great.
Smells like sarcasm.
Right. No, that's that. Yeah, that in about, you know, I don't know. What is it? 35 cents won't buy you a pack of gum. So that's great. That's really good. I'm glad the Celtics have all these draft picks that are going to amount to nothing. That just keep, and like, and that Memphis pick, nothing. Sacramento pick ended up being nothing because they were one of the, Memphis is in the playoffs right now. So that's going to be a nothing pick. So all of a sudden now where, I'll give him credit. Like when
you know, this is the radio that some fans hate.
When you
I don't mean to tell you that, but how many in a row have the Celtics won?
Six, five, six? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're pulling the plug on the season.
I'm not pulling.
It feels like it.
Well, I'm just saying that he's not held to the same standards as other people in this market.
That is a fair criticism.
Not at all.
But let's not snowball that into this season's over. This team's not good enough. You know what this feels like? Last Red Sox trade deadline, when they chose to do nothing and the season ended. The team responded by losing whatever they lost. Like, it was clear. The balloon was popped. It was all over. That's not what this is.
But the problem is that another team got much better that you're contending with. They got much better this week because they acquired Andre Iguodala, was a finals MVP. They got better.
Sure.
They had a better draft than you did. They completely got the guy that you wanted one pick before you did in Tyler Hero. So they're, you know, and Grant Williams has been okay. Romeo Langford's showing some signs of maybe he could turn into, you know, I just don't know. It's just, you've got all these guys, they don't, to me, it's like when you have Gordon Hayward and then you've got guys on your bench and you know, Brad Wanamaker, I'll give him credit. He's been playing pretty well lately. He's doing pretty good. But you got guys like Brad Wanamaker, Semi Ojeleye. The next time this guy hits an outside shot will be the first. Robert Williams, who can't even stay healthy. Romeo Langford, Carson Edwards, Javonte Green, and Tremont Waters. They hold on to these guys just like they did with Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder, and it ends up doing nothing.
We tried not to overreact.
Yeah, and you did nothing.
See, he wanted a good deal. Part of that audio, he says, we want a good deal. And I still wonder if that's the issue.
Well, he wants to win. He wants to win it like he did the next deal.
And I've always criticized Belichick for that, whether it's a contract or at some point, do you want the asset? Do you want the player? Okay, so you have to throw in a two that you really don't want to throw in or whatever the actual trade is. Does the player make you better? Does the asset that you acquire make you better?
But here's another issue I have with him. I don't think that he wanted to part with Gordon Hayward. I don't think that could be. And to me, Gordon Hayward, the ball, now even though he's played better recently, you don't have that log jam at wing anymore. And you let, as you say, the J team, let these guys do what they do best. You still have the big three. Kemba, Tatum, and Jaylen. You still have the big three. Okay, so you're, and you have Marcus Smart, too. I don't want to part with Marcus Smart. I just, here's a 22-year-old perspective on Danny Ainge. Aaron's up next in a car. What's up, Aaron?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
So I'm a bit of a younger fan. I'm only about 22. And I think the NBA has cultivated over the last 20 years this sort of defeatist attitude for fans.
How so?
What I mean by that is... there's always the thought that there's these two or three top dog teams that you're never going to beat. So what's the point of trying to improve your team? You might as well hold on and try to win in the draft like the other teams are doing. For a long time, it was Golden State. Before that, it was Cleveland. Before that, it was San Antonio, if that makes sense.
But who is that right now?
Right now, I think it's L.A. or Milwaukee. I think those are your top two.
Which L.A.?
I was going to say, two teams in L.A. and Milwaukee I would put in the top three. Right. But the fact that there's three means there's no Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah.
There's no Mike Tyson. There's no King of the Mountain that you have to knock off. There is at least some competition for the King of the League.
And, Aaron, even though Milwaukee by far and away has the best record, they've only lost seven games. It's a testament to them, but it's also an indictment of, I think, just the rest of the league isn't as good as it was.
I don't necessarily think that's true. I just think that when you have a really special player in the Freak, that he's going to be outshining everybody. And I think it's a one person. I think that you're about that special player away from winning, and that just wasn't on the market, you know?
All right. So in your time that you were 10 years old when the Celtics won their last title. You were 12 years old when they went to their last finals. It's kind of been a while. You become a man now. You went from a 12-year-old boy to a man. It's been a while. You know, I mean, it's a long time, Aaron, and people don't seem to just, I mean, Chaim Bloom is being held to a higher, and he just got here.
There's no angst. There's
you know what I mean? There's
pitchforks. There's nothing.
No, I just, it's unbelievable to me that people, like, I don't get it. Neil's up next in Boston. What's up, Neil?
Hey, hello?
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, what I like about what Danny Ainge is doing, personally, I feel what he's doing is, it's more better to have a team that knows each other, that grows together and have like that kind of gels and have continuity. When players get old, like someone you just mentioned, like Andre Iguodala, LeBron James, a few of these, Marcus Morris, a player like Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum can like destroy them in like a series. You can actually steal a series from the Lakers with matchup issues and just every player on the team knowing each other. When you don't trade and you're not always trying to trade, players get better. They feel like, oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to be here for a while. This is my team. This is my organization. And then they actually, like, practice more.
Neil, that was never proven more wrong than last year. He didn't do anything last year at the deadline, and they sucked afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't trade anyone. Wait. Be patient. All they're missing is a center. I'm not saying they're going to lose this year. I don't think Danny Ainge thinks they're going to lose this year. What I just said about, like, the 80s era, that's how you played. When the Pistons got old, Michael Jordan beat them. When the Lakers got old, Michael Jordan beat them. He wasn't beating these teams when they were young.
Right, but that was decades ago. That's not the NBA now.
No.
Yeah, but
I mean, two of the best three teams were put together this offseason, the Lakers and the Clippers.
Yeah, but if you keep a team that knows each other, it's better than having a star player that don't know what he's doing, like Jimmy Butler, and everything's all crazy. It's really serious, like, to just keep what you have. When the contracts get out of hand, you try to renegotiate them or trade. If a player gets hurt, you try to find someone.
Okay. That's your philosophy. Neil, why does Danny Ainge not get held to the same standard as Belichick and the Red Sox and the Bruins? That's what I want to know.
Because I think he's doing a good job. He was doing a bad job.
He is.
Every player on the team was up for trade. Every player on the team was being traded. Look at the Knicks. Look at the Dolphins. That's all they do is trade. They suck.
No, I get it.
They just kept a few of their players and played. They would probably be like a 500 team.
But like you
but
said.
That's not the goal. The goal isn't to be a 500 team. The goal is to win a title. And in recent years, we've seen you acquire the best player, you make yourself a contender for the title. Right?
And doing a good job does not cut it in Boston. I'm sorry. Right. It's not.
Well, your argument would be apparently it does for Danny Ainge.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It does cut it. Like, for him, whatever reason.
I don't get it.
He gets a pass.
Bill Belichick got, crucified by me and everybody for not playing Malcolm Butler. That happened. So we'll continue to talk about this. The Celtics, they stay pat, but I think you're going to come back. You're going to look in April or early May, and you'll look like he didn't do anything at the deadline. This team is one and done, or second round exit for the second straight year, and all of a sudden you're back to square one, and you go on to 13 years without winning a title and 11 years without getting to a title. I mean, 10 years, it's been a long time to not get to a finals. Now, I get it. I know who was here for eight years. I know his name was LeBron James. He was going to final every year, but right. LeBron gone now. You don't have that excuse anymore.
LeBron's gone. And I don't know the Greek Freak can put a team on his back and go all the way.
Oh, we'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll see.
But the funny thing is, Neil was defending Danny in a weird way.
But his call screen said frustrated about Ainge.
Right. And I think Neil has an archaic, in my opinion, Neil, your philosophy is archaic. The keep a team together.
Right.
And, you know, that's not college basketball. That's not NBA basketball. That's not the way it works anymore. And then in his defense, he said, I really think all they need is a center. Well, that's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the movie didn't make.
Yeah. 617-779-7937.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Lou Merlone just stopped by. He said hello. Lou's in the house, working extra this weekend. He and Glenn Ordway and Christian Fourier are going to be calling a Red Sox spring training game down in Fort Myers coming up.
No offense to Lou, because I think Lou is phenomenal when he does color for games, but I know he can do that. I cannot wait to hear Christian Fourier.
Oh, Christian Fourier.
And from what I saw in the release, it was color commentary / sideline reporter. So is he going down into the dugout and doing interviews?
I think that would be probably be a lot better than doing color commentary, him just talking to the guys. Yeah, because he's a former pro athlete, so I could see that.
You know when you watch a NASCAR race and you really don't give a rat's ass other than if there's a 12-car pileup?
Yeah.
That's me listening to Christian do the radio call. I'm waiting for the 12-car pileup, baby. No offense, Christian, because I love you. I'm just waiting to see where it goes.
Play the soccer goal.
When he interviews the manager, if they have a manager by the time they do this.
Yeah.
Maybe Christian can be the color commentator and the manager for a day.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting day. I'm looking forward. That will be baseball history in a lot of ways that day.
For better
it's
or
play
worse.
Action, which means they're going to run that action away.
Was that Booger McFarlane or Christian Fourier?
That was him as Johnny Gomes, actually.
Hey, I got to agree with Andrew Marchand. Just so you're talking about that, I will give you this. Buck and Aikman did a hell of a job.
Yes,
they did
good.
A great job.
They're good.
He also destroyed Aaron Andrews and Chris Myers.
Chris Myers, it was a tough crowd, but he was horrific.
I know.
That post game,
I was bad.
Even like I was watching with my son and his buddy, they're 12 and they're like, this guy's terrible. How did he get on this broadcast? I was like, well, technically he's supposed to be good. I mean, it's the Super Bowl, he's supposed to be good. He was horrific.
Well, Aaron Andrews did something one time. She was after Kyle Juszczyk had the first touchdown and she said, "Well, his coaches said he's a smart man. He went to Harvard." Back to you, Joe.
Really? You know who else is smart then? Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know if you heard. He went to Harvard.
He did as
he
well.
He beat the Patriots. He said he wouldn't, but he did.
It's amazing how some people make seven figures in this business. 617-779-7937. Rich in North Providence lit up all about the C's. What's up, Rich?
Well, how about Garflopolo?
That's right. That was my original one.
This is radio bullying. You guys are all bullies, and that's not okay.
a shout out to Eric Cantor. Thank you for those 15 points, but particularly those 14 rebounds. Keep up the good work, Enos, if you're listening.
He might be. Yeah, I like Cantor. I do.
You know, he had 14 rebounds. That's nothing to sneeze at.
No. I mean, he's been fine. He's not necessarily
he's
what
double,
they need,
double
but he's fine. Yeah, he's a double-double.
Yep.
He's fine.
Yep. You know, I don't give Danny a pass again when, and I know Mark is right with me on this, and perhaps you are too, Andy. When, gee, it's the game seven of the Eastern Finals, and where's Kyrie?
I know.
Where is he even on the bench? The heck is he?
And you know what, Rich? A lot of people, I remember the night after doing a show right here on this station, the night after they lost on a, and I remember we did it on a Monday, so they lost on a Sunday night, and I'll never forget, I gave Kyrie the benefit of the doubt. I said, oh, there's nothing to see here. Move on. That was everything. That was it. That was the tell for the implosion coming up the next 365 days. That
exactly.
was the tell. That was it.
And so, again, I'm just saying, hypothetically, I just want to get you guys' take on this. If Danny saw the light and traded him when he was in a good span of games the next season, relatively early to mid-season, and he was, you know, doing well, and he traded him. What do you think we could have gotten for Kyrie?
Oh, you could have gotten something.
You definitely could have gotten something.
The Clippers wanted him.
Now, it's a hypothetical that we'll never know because Danny was still in love. Danny still thought right. there was hope. Danny still thought the switch would be flicked, and Kyrie saying, why is this going to change in the postseason because I'm here? Danny was still buying all that crap at that time.
Yeah. To me, and I think, Mark, I mean, I can just imagine because, you know, big Vince Lombardi guy. Bill Belichick, I highly respect, even though I didn't agree with, you know, with sitting you-know-who down in the Super Bowl. But anyway, it's like you don't want to show up even just in your street clothes for Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. You're gone! Gone!
That was a bad look. And like I said, that in retrospect now, you look at signs. That was a neon sign on the strip in Vegas of Kyrie saying it's not just that he doesn't want to see his former team clinch against his current team. No. He doesn't want to see his current team get to the finals without him.
Right.
And that's the reason he didn't show up.
Because he's the show. He's the centerpiece.
Yep. And Danny Ainge, that whole franchise, Brad Stevens, Danny Ainge, Wick, everybody, they did whatever they could to make Kyrie feel as home as much. He could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, they were still all in.
He could do whatever he wanted.
Bent over backwards.
If I'm not mistaken, and I think someone told me this, or he's probably said, do you know that I think the entire time that Kyrie was a Celtic, he never acknowledged Cornbread Maxwell? Not once. Never. I mean, but does that, like, you hearing that story, does that surprise you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, who cares?
Almost nothing you could say about Kyrie
right.
would surprise me.
Never acknowledged him once. Never said hi to him. Never. This guy was a finals MVP, you know, something more than you ever were. It's a finals MVP, okay? And you never acknowledged him once. Oh, that's the one thing I will say. And here's the thing, too, where Danny also doesn't, where the Celtics are better this year. Yeah, because Danny went and acquired Kemba after Kyrie left. They tried to bring Kyrie
right.
back. You don't let Danny off the hook for that. They wanted Kyrie Irving back. I'm telling you, them and Wiggy were the only people in this town who wanted Kyrie Irving back. And it's just unbelievable to me how this thing just continues. I don't get it. We'll continue to debate this. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on the Celtics, the Red Sox trade that was supposed to happen, hasn't happened. Will it happen? I don't know.
Everybody wants it to happen, right? Except it's not happening.
Yeah, they got to get more.
Tony Clark says, get it done. Scott Boras says, get it done. There's families, lives. You know, people are in limbo. We'll get it done. I also think it's weird that the Red Sox are talking to the Twins when really Maeda went from the Dodgers to the Twins. Like, they made their trade. We're willing to give up this prospect for a veteran starter, right?
Yep.
So don't come talking to me. Right? Why are they throwing more in? The Dodgers should be throwing more in. I think this is a weird love triangle that is going to be hard to fix.
Yeah, I do too.
To Madea. I've heard of him.
Tyler Perry's Madea.
Hour number three, Mark and Hart next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.